June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3, and I just have one question. Why do I have a line open at 877-881-1053? It is time now for that one segment of the week where you're encouraged to call in while intoxicated or catching a buzz. It's what you drink and what you're thinking. Only a couple of rules. You got to answer the questions. You cannot be operating heavy machinery at the time. But other than that, you know, it's fair game. A lot of stuff to talk about here. Jamie Benn is back. Rangers, Mariners, Cowboys training camp in a month. And, of course, the Mavs introducing Cooper Flagg today. I'm drinking a Celsius. It's a cherry cola-flavored Celsius. I mixed that in with my water.
Oh.
It's been kind of sipping on that. It's got me zooming a little bit. It's crazy to me. I haven't heard a single other show or media outlet or social media really understand the ruling of what happened with Wander Franco yesterday. He didn't know how old she was.
Yeah.
Mom was hooking her on Facebook and social media saying, hey, here's my daughter. You know, I'll fly her out to you. Yeah. And he didn't know. So I guess maybe he should have known. But I think, like, why did the judge only give 2 years? That should make media outlets highly interested and curious as to find out why.
Yeah.
And if you read the whole story, you'll see mom got 10 years with no possibility of parole. You know, dude's free on the street. So, you know, it's one of those stories where you figure out what it was really all about when it gets to court. And I think, you know, we see these situations quite often. Michael Irvin famously, please report it with the same amount of.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying like Wander Franco's a great guy or anything. Maybe he should have been more curious about why she looked so young. But sometimes 18-year-old girls look young and 14-year-old girls look old. And I think, you know, maybe mom was trying to exploit that for her own financial gain. Yeah. And, you know, it's really just
found with a bunch of pesos and cash.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Over 100 grand.
Yeah.
Trying to make some money.
So that's just horrible. And you feel terrible for that girl. You know, not only did she lose her mom for 10 years, but she's got to go through this whole ordeal as well. So hopefully there is a good end to this story somehow, some way. That's what I'm drinking and thinking. Broadus, where are you going with it?
Yeah, I'm drinking. Currently, I've got Whataburger dropped off some lemonade.
Oh, yeah.
And so with the chicken tenders that they had earlier in the day. And so shout out to Travis Hill and those guys over there at Whataburger for the lemonade day. It's excellent.
I think those are coming out next week. July 1st, maybe.
Oh, wow, there's a lemonade, and then there's kind of a berry-flavored one. And the berry-flavored one is really, really
That red good. One is fire.
Yeah, the red one is very, very good. And what I'm thinking is this is really a make-or-break series for the Texas Rangers this weekend. Hmm. I think this is the one if, you know, when we get back and we are going to have an opportunity to talk to CY, probably face-to-face when we're out there at the ballpark. But this is a very, very, I can't say this enough. I think this is a must win. So I think the 2 of 3, yeah. But they've got to find a way. I know the Mariners are throwing some of their best. But the Rangers have got to find a way to build some momentum going into July.
They're a game and a half behind Seattle, who's the final wild card team right
now.
You can't let them go, too.
You can't let this go. You can't let them come in here and take 3 from you.
I'm giving up on the division.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much.
Yeah. I kind of feel like that this series is either going to make you feel like, okay, we can do this, or that like, nah, you know, we need to think about maybe moving on from some of these players. So key series for the Rangers this weekend against the Mariners. Please don't get swept.
Don't get swept. Yeah, we can't afford that. They got to take 2 out of 3 in this series. They got to try and make up some ground. Just been sipping on some high-quality H2O over here. We did just get some Ranger news, and that's what I'm thinking about. But I think that this is going to end up being a positive. Wyatt Langford is officially on the IL. They're backdating it, so they're expecting him back in about a week. Michael Hellman is going to be called up. But here's what I'm thinking. Wyatt Langford last year ends up going on the IL for a little bit. He came back. He was a different version of himself.
He was.
I think you'll see that again this time. Wyatt comes back. He goes on a tear because he has really been struggling. Maybe this is the break, the type of cleanse that he needs here. Comes back, better version of himself, hits the ground running, and is absolutely tearing the cover off the ball.
Give all those muscles a break, bro.
Yeah.
You know, I think like adding too much muscle, maybe 3 to 4 weeks, you know, your muscles start to atrophy like 10 days after you
maybe
work out.
Maybe have a pizza, Wyatt.
Yeah, eat some pizza, do some yoga, stretch, and stop lifting so many damn weights, bro. It's not a good baseball thing.
Chill out, bro.
Let's go into the pimp cup where Lucius is drinking and thinking.
Okay. I've had almost a gallon of water. On this big gallon right here. I'm at the 7 p.m. mark. So I'm ahead of the schedule.
You're ahead of schedule.
And I'm also drinking a BioLite right here. The IV in a bottle.
Dialed.
Yeah. Are you getting prepared or something going on?
I've had about four coffees. I think I do something.
Balance.
Try to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking an L. So if you're trying to call me, if anybody tried to reach out to me and I haven't responded in a while, it's because my phone has been restarting itself over and over again for about 24 hours now.
Did you just get it fixed a little bit ago?
I just sure did. So I'll be going back to T-Mobile.
Crap.
It closes at 8 right here at Knox and Henderson, so I'm going to be jetting over there after work. As soon as I get in, they're probably looking at me, oh, man, you're too late, dude. We've already got a line. Sorry.
Yeah, that's tough, dude. Phone issues?
Yeah, it sucks.
That's peak right there. That's peak.
I mean, you can barely log into the email at work because you have to do the verification.
Yeah, the verification.
That's right. Two-factor.
I wanted to transfer some funds over today. I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
You know, so now we're looking crazy now.
Rough. That is rough.
It's not good.
Okay, let's get to these phone calls here at 877-881-1053. Ryan in Richardson, you're first up. What you drinking? What you thinking, buddy?
Oh, hey. I am drinking some water right now. Because I'm driving, but when I get home, I'm definitely going to pull out that Jack Daniels and Mountain Dew.
There you go, yeah.
Hell yeah. And then what I'm thinking is, moving sucks. I'm actually moving next week to Aubrey, moving out of a two-bedroom apartment into a four-bedroom house.
Let's go.
Man, it sucks.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And I don't wish it on anybody. I wish I had enough money to hire Packers. Yeah. But anyways, I think the Rangers will make the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to win the division. And one last thing before I go, y'all should look up Operation Mockingbird and Project MK Ultra because I think they just changed the names on those. I think it's still going on today.
Mockingbird and the MK Ultras, I love it. Thank you, Ryan in Richardson. I didn't know you went deep like that.
No,
yeah,
Ryan.
Right. Yeah, I got a book I was reading about the MK Ultras.
Yeah.
And then they made an appearance in that Stranger Things show, and I was like, holy crap. Ooh. You know?
I'm kind of thinking, you know, that he's in a situation where it's tough moving and the weather's no help. Again, rule number one, don't ask your friends to help you there. But he might be in a point where he has to because he's not going to be able to get the movers, you know?
I mean, Ryan does not sound like a big, strong son of a gun, you know?
Yeah, so he might have to ask the buddies.
He's going to need some buddies.
He's going to have to ask the buddies, hope that he could get some of that.
Mountain Dew and JD.
Offer maybe buy a couple of pizzas, you know? Maybe help that way.
Hazard County Kool-Aid.
Yeah, you got to do something.
Aubrey's booming, though, man. I got three buddies now that are living out there.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah,
holy crap.
Wonderful little community. Polo and Garland, you're up next here. What you drinking and what you thinking? And a good
What's
evening,
going
sir.
On, fellas? Hey, I'm sipping on some Jameson with some Sprite. My homeboy Terrence turned me on to it. It's a couple things I'm thinking about. Broaddus, you haven't said anything about the safeties that the Cowboys got. I think that Malik Hooker is garbage. I
mean, Hey, did you get a new phone, by the way? Did you get a new phone? Did you get a new phone?
Listen to me, Broaddus.
Did you get a new phone?
I want to safety somebody like Ed Reed, somebody like that.
Okay,
there we go.
Yeah, sure. Let's get a Hall of Famer in here. That's great. Good idea. It's a good plan. I like it. I love Ed Reed. Yeah.
Ever since Darren Woodson left, we've been garbage and safety.
Okay. I'm with you.
I'll put you like this. Shout out to my homegirl Lisa, my homeboy Richard and Garland, because Trey Johnson made it to the NBA. I'm proud of that young man. Yeah. And Lucius, hey, do me a favor, man. We lost a legend out in Fort Worth yesterday, Walter Scott. Jim, a little bit of that Rocksteady for me by the whistle, man. Right. Bye.
There he goes, Polo in Garland.
He sounded so much clearer than he normally does.
That was a good phone call.
Yeah, I was about to say, what are we doing? We invested in a new phone?
I think so.
I was trying to get to the bottom of that.
We did.
Do I not talk about safety? I'm the guy that gets my ass ripped all the time talking about Malik Hooker.
Yeah, you went off on Malik Hooker last year.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Lucius. I missed the pause.
That's all right, no.
Is that a perforated colon?
I just get
Live
tired.
Your life, man.
When people are talking about it, like, oh, you don't talk about, and to the point where people at the Cowboys were hating me talking about Malik Hooker as a player. And everyone's like, oh man, he signed a contract extension. See what happens? Ha ha ha. See what you don't know. You don't know S. I almost said the S word.
How often do you think great teams have poor or below average safety play, though? Because I do think the
there's teams in this league that don't have great safety play. And you could get so exposed up the middle of your defense when you don't have two guys. If you have one guy, you could get away with it. Two guys? No, it's not going to happen. But, man, we talk about the safety position here.
We do.
All the damn time. I'm on four different platforms talking about, man, I don't trust the safety. I just said earlier today, Dawson, that teams might decide to throw the ball because of the secondary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's part of the safeties. When you don't have guys in the safeties that can't cover, they can't match up against tight ends, you know, missed tackles in the secondary. Come on, man.
Cowboys took a positional value way too far. You know, I think they used it to sort of justify going super cheap at a couple of positions. And safety has been a consistent one now for a quarter century.
Yeah.
And I think it's always going to leave your defense, with a lower ceiling than it should.
No doubt.
Once you're ready to win, you've got to look at your roster and say, we need good players everywhere. We can't just have placeholders. Black and Gold Bees on line 3. You're in the nation. What you drinking? What you thinking?
What's going on, fellas? Man, I'm just driving home from work, so I'm drinking some water right now. Once I get to the house, I'll be sparking up a fat bowl for sure.
There you go.
Yeah, yep.
And I'm just thinking, man, I'm thinking about how much I miss football and just can't wait for these, like, 69 days or something like that to hurry up and pass. Because, man, it was NFL Network had, like, a Saints marathon on last night or something. So I pre-watched most of the NFC Championship, and I watched American Game and all that. It brought back some good memories, some good times. But then it made me think about the team we got now and, like, the Saints. We're so far away from being a championship team. Kind of brought me down a little bit. That's what I'm thinking, man. But before I go, man, is so far away. That's about to die. Y'all have a great weekend. So.
Thanks, Black and Gold. Sounds like he might need a new phone, Brian.
Yeah.
Watchdog and phone connections. You're breaking up a little bit there, Black and Gold.
I think he's got it in the car, the truck. You know, he's going Bluetooth off. Bluetoothing it.
Just bad connection. But he's going to have a rough season. I feel for him coming
We might
up
be
here.
Talking about in the springtime there, them drafting really high.
They might get us.
Line 4 is our guy, Big Jim. What you drinking? What you thinking, buddy?
Yeah, I'm drinking whiskey. I think some of these boys sound like they're talking on the 1965 CB radio. You can't hardly understand them. So upgrade your damn phone, fellas. It's
there you
not
go.
That hard.
Tell them, Jim.
So, been watching Netflix, been watching America's Sweethearts. I tell you what, it's a quality show. I watched it last year. I thought it was real good and excited about it. And, you know, those girls pretty good girls. You know what I'm saying? You know, they kind of. It kind of brings them down to earth a little bit, but will they work hard? I'll tell you something, I think Old Jerry's got his eyes on something. I've been reading about, you know, NFL's going to come out there in a few, probably I think it's 2 years, and they're going to redo these contracts. You know, Netflix has already got these NFL games on Christmas, but there's a good chance that Netflix is going to get some more NFL games. And by the way, fellas, that goes worldwide. So get this. You got America's Sweethearts on there. Of course, you're going to have America's Owner on there because Jerry's got his own show. And by God, we got America's Hero coming because you got the whole Roger Staubach series that's going to be on Netflix. I think Jerry is going, kind of like you, Broadus, he's going for global domination.
Yeah.
Jerry is not stupid, and he's getting the Cowboys position for some big-time following. Internationally, I know we got a lot of fans over in Europe, Brian. You talk to the British fellas over there and whatnot, but I'm gonna give the old man some credit. He knows what the heck he's doing, and I kind of like his programming. And kudos to America's Sweethearts. We love you girls, and thank you for all your hard work. Probably the hardest working people in that building. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great weekend.
Have a good one.
Man, I've seen a lot of ads for that show. I know they were on Jimmy Fallon last night. They're on a little tour raising awareness, and I would just not think of sitting down and watching it, but now that Big Jim mentioned it,
pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it with the wife, and they got me hooked.
Me and Mickey Spagnola were on it a couple years ago. And,
as the judges?
Not as judges, like... We did a thing where we acted like we were interviewing him on the radio.
Oh, okay.
So we set it up, kind of a media opportunity, and Mickey and I actually got assigned one of their boots when they're Lucchese boots signed by the girls and stuff like that as a thank you for helping us out. But yeah, Kelly and those gals over there do a heck of a job with that bunch.
Let's get one more in here with Rodney on line five. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Rodney, what you drinking? What you thinking?
Well, I'm about 5 minutes from Railport Brewing.
Okay.
And I'll be drinking a Wagon Top Box when I get there.
Sounds like a deal.
And I'm thinking, I know I got to watch Rogers play for a little bit, but I hope to see Will Howard thrown to the Wolves sooner than later.
There you go.
Thanks, Rodney.
Steelers fan, Rodney.
Right on.
Salute to you. Have a great weekend, Rodney. Okay, Lucius just greenlit me here for two more. Let's get line one, Mike, here on a Friday evening in DFW. What you drinking and what you thinking, buddy?
Shoot, I'm drinking some Gatorade. Just stopped at 7-Eleven. Got some. I'm fixing to cut some yards. So I know y'all don't talk about boxing a lot. I mean, maybe because y'all don't know about it or y'all not really informed about it. But I heard y'all talk about the Arrow Spins. I mean, not the Arrow Spins, but the Crawford and Canelo fight coming up.
Sure.
And y'all said that y'all think Crawford got the advantage. But I don't see where that comes from because he really hasn't fought nobody. The last person he fought was Arrow Spins. It was pretty good. Sure. But he was coming back from almost dying in an accident. Yeah. And what do y'all think about that clown show this weekend?
Jake Paul
and yes. Yeah. Yeah, have a good weekend.
Thanks, buddy. We talk boxing sometimes. Like we had Woolchuck and Lucius in Las Vegas for Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence. I went to quite a few of the Mayweather fights. I like boxing. I think Lucius is probably our boxing expert.
I definitely never gave Crawford the head on that one.
Yeah.
I didn't give him the ups on that.
Yeah.
I have no idea at this point.
Canelo is favored in Vegas.
How old is Canelo? Is he an older gentleman?
He is. I feel like
I think Bud is older than him, right?
Maybe
34
right?
for Canelo. Wow, okay. He must have got in a very young age.
Let's see.
Terrence Crawford,
Bud's 37.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, let's.
But Canelo's had more fights. Old? Yeah. Bud is a little older, but Canelo's had more fights.
Line two is Mitchell. You'll wrap it up here. What you drinking and what you thinking here, Mitchell?
Hey, I'm on Gatorade as well. It's hot out there. You got to stay hydrated or else you're going to pass out.
That's right. Yeah, I know that.
I'm thinking when Dak Prescott eventually gets hurt that Joe Milton's going to come to conversation and this offensive line of the law office of Tyler. They're going to be a problem, and a young Joe Milton might be what we need to kickstart this franchise for the next future.
Thank you, Mitchell. I'd love to see that. I think Joe Milton is one of the most exciting things about getting an Oxnard.
You don't want to see Dak get hurt, but you want to see Joe Milton eventually.
Man, I'd love to see Joe Milton be good. Yeah. You know, accuracy and decision-making.
Nice. Yeah.
I think if you give me accuracy and decision-making, you can have all of Joe Milton's tools. I'll live over here with accuracy and decision-making. Yeah. But if he can figure those two things out, nothing is stopping him. He could be the next Josh Allen, if you will. Oof. No, that's too much. I mean, big guy with accuracy issues, right?
Oh, no, but I tell you what, that's how Josh Allen started out. But, yeah, Joe Milton, that game I watched him play, the final one against the Patriots. Well, I mean, against the Buffalo.
Bills, yeah.
Man, he made some throws that you're like, no way.
It was awesome.
Pulled that off. But
and you had good pocket movement.
Oh,
he had a lot of good stuff in that game.
And I'll tell you, seeing him live out there, he is a big guy. And he's out there stretching, and all of a sudden he just jumps into a backflip.
Insane.
Like, big old time. He was like, did he just do a backflip?
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's the way, that's when he goes to the drills. He just does a backflip and then jogs off. You know, I'm like, dang, that's an athlete right there.
Thanks to everybody for participating once again. We'll do it again next week. Coming up next, Eric Nadell's going to join us. Then we'll get the G-Bag of the Day in LA Live. The Expressway is next here on the...
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensTClinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time to hit the expressway. We'll go commercial-free to the top. G-Bag of the Day coming up here in a few minutes. LA Live coming up at 5:40. Expressway is brought to you by the On-Time Experts, and the Eric Nadell Show is brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care and TXU Energy. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great, Gavin. How are you?
Man, doing wonderful. You know, getting ready for this weekend. And I'm wondering, do these Mariners, like, have these Rangers number right now? How should we feel going in?
That's funny. It's a phrase that Bruce Bochy used today on the manager's show.
Dang.
Having their number. And it really comes down to the Rangers just not being able to hit these Mariner pitchers. And, you know, Logan Gilbert, who pitches tonight, has probably been the best of all of them. But you go down the list, and the Rangers have struggled with all those starting pitchers. And doesn't matter who you face in a series against the Mariners, you're going to see three really good starting pitchers. And this one, we'll see Brian Wu, and we'll see Luis Castillo on Sunday. They'll miss George Kirby, at least. But it's a challenge to score runs off these guys, and we will see. You know, in the six games between the clubs so far, the Mariners have won five of the six. The Rangers have only scored 16 runs, and they got eight of them in one game in the last game. Mm. So in the first five games, they averaged under 2 runs a game off Mariner pitching.
It has not been tough for Cal Raleigh to get a hold of this Ranger pitching. And, you know, just looking at everything that he's got going on, Eric, I thought this guy might be the best player in baseball. What do you think about that idea?
Well, it's a case that can be made, and it's certainly an interesting case who's the most valuable player. You know, people were ready to just give it to Aaron Judge about a month ago before Cal Raleigh went on this tear that he has been on. And now when you consider the position that he's playing and the fact that he's leading the league in home runs and RBIs by significant margins, you know, I think you'd have to say right now he's the most valuable player in the league. If not the best player, certainly the most valuable player.
What do you think about his defense? I saw he won the Platinum Glove.
Won the Platinum Glove last year. This year he doesn't rate as highly in terms of defensive runs saved. But, you know, I always question defensive stats. They're so hard to quantify, particularly for catchers where framing enters into it. And I think it's more subjective than at other positions. But he's a strong defensive catcher. He's got that part of the game down too.
Eric, I'm sure you've had a lot of time to reflect on Elvis today at the luncheon tomorrow as he gets inducted into the Rangers Hall of Fame. As a Hall of Famer yourself, when you think of Elvis Andrews and getting to call his entire career, what stands out to you?
The energy, the base running. You know, he is the Ranger all-time stolen base leader and also would just wreak havoc on the bases on ground balls, scoring from second on infield outs, and incredible defense, too. You know, we forget just how good he was defensively until later in his career, you know, when his range was severely limited. You think about the smile, too. He was clearly a guy who had fun playing the game. And those are the kind of players, you know, who I love. I'd have to rate him among my top 10 favorite Ranger players to watch.
Hey, Eric, it's funny. Jerry was talking about there was two different panel groups. There was, like, the panel group he had. And then you had, like, the players that I can kind of identify
with.
Yeah,
I had the really old guys.
Yeah, but I'm the old guy, too. But I'm fascinated when you're doing the interviews, you know so many fun, good stories about these guys. How do you pick which way to take the discussion?
It's a good question. I gave it a lot of thought today because I know I only had 15 minutes. And yeah. I had three guys who were all very talkative.
Very.
Fergie Jenkins, yeah. Charlie Huff, and Buddy Bell.
Yeah.
So I knew I probably would only get three questions. And it's hard to decide. You know, the one thing I knew I wanted to ask was, do you have any single Ranger memory that stands out?
Sure.
But then I wanted to get into things that would probably allow for more lighthearted stuff.
Right.
So I talked about the old ballpark. I thought there would be some nightmarish stories about that, and yeah. There weren't. They actually, all three guys said they liked playing it. I'm not talking about the ballpark in Arlington. I'm talking about Arlington Stadium.
Yeah, the old turnpike.
All three guys said they liked it. I thought we were going to have stories about rats running around and guys melting in the heat, but we didn't.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other question about managers, I knew that it would come up, that Fergie Jenkins would come up with some great stuff about Don Zimmer.
Right.
He and Zimmer had a very contentious relationship. I figured Charlie would have some good stuff, too, about being converted from a reliever to a starter. Yeah. And Buddy has such a good memory, and, you know, he was a manager himself. I figured he'd have some insightful and probably some pretty funny stuff to talk about, too.
What do you expect with Evo back tonight?
Well, Boach says he's only going to go 3 innings, maybe 4 if things just go really smoothly in the first 3 innings and the pitch count is low. But, you know, I expect he'll be good. You don't usually see signs of rust from Evo when he comes back from these injuries, but it's been a month. You know, he didn't do a rehab assignment, so it may be a stretch to expect, you know, anything exceptional from him. You know, you consider how well he was going. You know, before he got hurt, he had 7 straight starts, giving up 0 or 1 run and you know, a 1.56 ERA. It's tough to live up to that when you haven't pitched in a month. So, you know, who knows what to expect, but I always expect the best out of Evo.
And now, what you drinking and what you thinking here on this Friday?
Well, first of all, what I'm thinking, tomorrow's a day game. There's a tremendous show at the Kessler Theater that people should think about going to. One of my favorite local bands, Michael Lee and the Wartime Limousine, will be playing as part of the special event that they're having there with a couple of different bands, a disc jockey. But the to me, the band you don't want to miss, it's at 8 o'clock tomorrow. He'll be playing for 45 minutes. Michael Lee and the Wartime Limousine. Come on out and check him out. And I've been drinking iced tea today. It's been hot. I've needed a little caffeine since I had to be at the luncheon at 11 o'clock today. So iced tea is keeping me going.
I love it, Eric. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Salute. Eric Nadel brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care and TXU Energy. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has your G-bag of the day.
Hey, man, you see one of those New Orleans fugitives have been caught?
No.
Did they get them all?
I think they're down
to one.
There's one remaining.
They say that one's really smart. He's probably not even in the country.
Yeah.
My
man was out there for 6 weeks on the loose, bro. Yeah. Imagine that.
Where did they catch him? In Louisiana?
Let's see.
I'm asking a lot of questions.
Yeah, in New Orleans. Come on, fam.
Oh, man.
That's pretty amazing. He made it six weeks. He's right there.
How do you not? The pole boys are good, but man, you got to go down the road.
You got to wait till 2 o'clock in the morning, get in the back of a Suburban, and get on out.
You got to get on out of here. I want to go to West Virginia, Maine.
You got to be in the mountains.
Caribbean, something. I mean, man.
I'll go live with those hillbillies in the Appalachians, dude. They're never going to tell on me.
Tell on you, man. All right, this is G-Back of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there this weekend, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Hopefully, I can get to it. Hopefully, I can get to it, bro. Day two right here for this combo pack. Shout out to OKC, Bricktown. Congratulations on your championship. They had a parade ceremony this week. And listen to Chet Holmgren.
Chet, your journey has been far from easy. You have experienced broken bones, bruises, ups, downs, highs, lows. What did it take for you to get here in this moment right now?
Took everybody that's in here. It started with Clay, Sam, and Mark for believing in me enough to bring me here in the first place. Because without them, I'm never even here. All right, let me lock in.
Lock it up. I think that might be edibles more than booze, but who knows?
Yeah, you might maybe sell it, bro.
I think he was thinking about his words as he was saying them.
Listen to these reporters right here. Covering the Thunder. They got excited when they seen SGA in the flesh.
They're following. I think it's SGA. Is it SGA?
It is. He's right behind the porta potty. There he is. SGA. Oh my gosh. We could get SGA.
Yay.
Oh my gosh.
Hold on, man. I love that.
There he is. SGA. Oh my gosh.
So excited.
Man, lost it.
All right, let's see. Challenges. Let's get these challenges out the way real quick here. I played this last night. I'm not going to play the whole thing.
Most epic bar rant of all time?
Cindy.
Yes, Cindy. My man was just trying to holler at this lady named Cindy, but Cindy was sitting over there with her girls, and her girls are not letting this man do his job. He even bought drinks for the other ladies, trying to throw them off the scent, you know?
This might be the winner. This might be the winner.
They were giving him a hard time. He just wanted to take Cindy out on a date.
You're the most ignorant that I've ever met.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't do anything, Neil. You.
Man.
You. I bought you 3 drinks, and as soon as you got the Hennessy in you, you went ballistic on taking it out on every man in the fucking world. You. That's why you're alone. Because you're a.
That's why you're alone. That'll get you.
And Cindy, I apologize.
Yeah.
I really wanted to talk to you. I wanted to ask you out to dinner, but you got a. lawyer. No, you better give me Jameson them sweet teas right now.
You bet.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Yeah.
Poor, poor Cindy. You know, the one that got away.
Clearly trying to take you out, man.
Never dreams.
Yeah. Trying to take you out. Let's go to Sean and RJ in the morning. Which one of these fools is Chopped? RJ and Choppy show. Just like this little dynamic between these fools.
He's another former first-round pick that has found their way to the Dallas Cowboys.
Fowler?
Kenneth Murray.
Bobby, who is it?
This would be former Oklahoma Sooner, ooh, Kenneth Murray.
Ooh. You gave me Kenneth Murray? You gave me Kenneth Murray?
You wanted to go first. That was the next one in line. Yes.
Shut up. Shut your mouth.
Look how bad he's getting losing.
You're making me room for Choppy for the first time ever. Shut the hell up.
I couldn't imagine trying to do a show with such a savage troll.
Yeah, he is a troll. He is 100% a troll.
Which one?
Bobby is nuts, bro.
Bobby is nuts.
Gotta watch how I say that, too.
Yeah.
I got offended by that. That'll be Bobby. Yeah. All right, let's see what else right here. RIP Uncle Craig. We're going to go to a funeral. Mm. We're going to go to a funeral. This is why the family has to screen who speaks at the funeral.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, because friends, they know that person a different way, you know, than the family does sometimes.
Yeah.
They told me it was family only, but Craig was my nigga. That was my brother, bro. Hey, when I started my first
hold
club,
on, fam, just listen to the groans and stuff in the background.
They saw him up at the podium.
Yeah, we didn't want any of Craig's friends talking.
Oh, no.
People in the background, bro.
Everybody's looking.
Craig was my nigga. That was my brother, bro. Hey, when I started my first club in Bakersfield, Craig said, Stacy P, I'm going to give you the money. Make sure my name is on the flyer. And we did that. Craig Hunter, hey, bro, I love you. I love you, bro. I don't even want to, like, put you in the grave right now, Mike. But we going to do this shit. No, on Eastside, Miss City Crib.
Oh no!
Wow, you were hoping to have a gangless funeral.
Oh no! I told you Craig was gang related. Yeah. I told you,
Stacy.
Is it time to vote? What do you say?
Sure. Yeah. Go ahead, man.
Is our champ OKC parade combo pack?
Those are all good ones, too.
Is it an epic bar rant?
Gosh.
Poor, poor Cindy.
Oh, Cindy.
She was going to get a nice dinner out of
She's
that.
She's going to get a dinner, man.
She was going to get a dinner.
Damn Duff stood in the way.
Dinner about eight drinks.
Probably the old Dixie.
Jameson and sweet teas. Sean and RJ with the Kenneth Murray Jr. bit or the funeral there with Craig. Man, it's a tough decision today. Let me go with Sean and RJ. Lucius?
Bar rant.
Tied at one, Will Chuck.
I'm going to take the inappropriate funeral rant there.
We're still tied at one, Brian.
I'm with Lucius on the bar rant.
By a score of 2-1-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion is, one of the best bar arguments. I can't believe that guy was still getting served.
Yeah, getting served.
Yeah, no. He's a regular.
Very relaxed
He's
liquor
regular,
laws there.
Yeah.
Jameson sweet tea right now.
Right now.
It's time to stay in the pimp cup. Here's Lucius with LA Live.
Hey, man, it's a feel-good Friday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James. That's Spanky's booze.
All right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Take that, take that, take that.
Everybody get high.
Some people are really stupid.
Some?
Did you ever notice that? How many really stupid people you run into during the day? God, there's a lot of stupid bastards walking around. Carry a little pad and pencil with you. You wind up with 30 or 40 names by the end of the day. Look at it this way. Think of how stupid the average person is, and then realize half of them are stupider than that. And it doesn't take you very long to spot one of them, does it? Take you about 8 seconds. You'll be listening to some guy. You say, this guy is f***ing stupid. Then there are some people, they're not stupid, they're full of
yeah.
Guilty.
That doesn't take very long to spot either, does it? Take you about the same amount of time. You'll be listening to some guy and say, well, he's fairly intelligent. He's full of
George Carlin, yeah, right there, ladies and gentlemen. Go. Great, yeah. George Carlin. Go back and listen to that man's stuff. He was preaching.
Amazing. Former DFW preaching. DJ, by the way.
Hey, look at that man. Yeah. On fire. Hell of a legend. This is LA Live for Friday, June 27th, 2025. Happy June 27th to all you Texans out there. It's a holiday in Texas right here. It's a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. Another wild-ass week of 2025 in the books, folks. Now, let's enjoy the weekend safely. Please avoid the law dogs, because if you get arrested tonight, you will not see the judge until Monday. That's a whole weekend gone, man. We don't know what kind of implications that may have for you. You know what I'm saying? So let's stay away from that.
Can they bail you out on the weekends at least? I would hope
so. You got to see that judge sometimes. No matter what the charges are.
Judge.
Yeah.
Yep. Set bail right in front of a judge.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Brutal.
Yep.
Especially on a hot weekend like this.
Hot weekend.
Oh, hot miserable.
Jeez, sitting in that holding tank, that processing area for a long time, watching everybody come in there. Oh.
Must be wild, like the drunk people start coming in.
Yeah, oh no.
Like,
yeah.
Crap, I got to wake up and defend myself against these idiots.
Yes, at a certain time, it's wild. People fighting over the bench.
My gosh.
You know, now you might be sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
Using your shirt and everything as a blanket. You know, you get balled up in it. Oh, I done seen it, fam. Mind your speeds. All right. 75, 70 is the average out here on these roads. You know, you don't be doing 45. Don't do 45, especially in that left lane, bro. I'm trying to look out for you. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV unless it's like a local man wins lottery. North Texas man wins lottery. Something like that, okay? I don't want to see you on Dallas, lottery. Texas. I don't want to see you on DFW scanning this weekend either. In other words, don't crash out, folks. Like this North Carolina landscaper. North Carolina landscaper, man. This man's name is Michael Brown. He was arrested after hosting an unauthorized graduation party at a client's house. This is a $4 million house. He was starting up a landscaping business. He met these people. They said, hey, guess what? We'll give you a start and we'll give you some other clients to get your business off the ground. But while the owners were out of town, my man had 300 to 400 teenagers in their house.
Uh-oh.
He charged these fools. They were underage drinking. They damaged the property. And the landscaper has been charged with breaking and entering, trespassing, property damage, all types of stuff. Anyway, he still doesn't think he's done anything wrong, bro.
Listen to this. I didn't break the law. I just broke some rules of probably what my owners didn't want me to do.
You broke into their house. You didn't break the law. You just broke the rules that your owners probably didn't want you to do. What?
Yeah. I didn't break the law. I just broke some rules of probably what my owners didn't want me to do.
What does that mean?
But I didn't break the law.
Union County Sheriff's deputies responded to 911 calls from neighbors living near this $4.3 million mansion. Brown says this was a graduation party for his son and his son's friends.
Just wanted to always, you know, do something where we could create an income and bring a positive environment for his friends.
Did you charge people to get in?
We did not charge.
Lies.
But we did charge because of security reason.
Okay, wait a minute.
Security, lack of. Security
we didn't reason. Charge, but we yeah. did charge.
If only for a security reason.
What'd that look like going on somebody's house, putting my feet all over their couch? So yeah, I remember putting my feet all over his couch.
Man.
Did you charge people to get in?
We did not charge, but we did charge because of security reasons. I didn't sell any alcohol. I wasn't down.
Because yeah, they're saying there was underage drinking.
Nope.
Nope.
No underage drinking. Nope. I bought my drinks. And
he also remains confident that he hasn't lost a client.
I'm just waiting for them to come home just so I could continue to build my relationship and we can move forward.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Delusion.
She's going to move forward.
That is pure delusion right there.
Fine. Delusion or gaslighting? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Is he trying to get off still?
Yeah, he's still trying to.
Yep. Might just be time to call a lawyer, buddy.
Yeah, unbelievable, man. Just do the right thing. Here's a weekend warning, y'all.
This weekend safety briefing.
Do the right thing.
Add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail.
if you do end up in jail, establish dominance.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
This is called Don't Waste My Time.
Dogged!
Jesus.
Ronnie.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. A little bit of whispers coming at you. Hey! R.I.P. to the great. They had them funny mustaches, man.
Big old caterpillars.
Yeah, some serious mustaches, dog. All right, I'm going to empty out this clip right here. That means I'm just emptying out the folder so I won't have any leftover stuff from this week into the next week. SpaceX Starship rocket exploded during a test in Brownsville. You guys seen that?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is the Mars rocket program.
Yeah.
He'd be all right. He's a billionaire. He'd be able to get them back. Yeah, but I just like the guys that are there to, like, kind of watch over it.
Yeah.
They're having a conversation downstream, and then it happens, and just listen to their reaction.
I mean, even the other day when they... Whoa!
What?
That's no! No!
Oh, there we go. Get the sonic boom.
Dang.
That was loud.
Oh, my God. It appears there has been a
Ship
rug.
36 just blew up.
He got some real nerds in there, boy. He's got some real nerds in there. Oh, my God. Yeah.
So that's the 37th time a SpaceX rocket has blown up.
Yeah, he's blowing them up, bro. Trying to get to Mars, man. They don't want you on Mars, bro.
Got to try to figure out how to get all this horsepower into a rocket.
I think they handle that better than the storm chasers.
There's like a mushroom cloud off
God,
this
God,
thing.
Jesus, God. Nah, it is a hell of an explosion, isn't it, Dawson?
It is.
It is wild to look at.
Yeah. I'm watching it right now. It seems like a nuke just happened.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You still think we got to the moon?
See what else. I got to empty this folder out. No particular order here, folks. I'm just giving stuff out. We had a four-year pride political moment of the week happen. Mm.
Okay.
A Michigan senator told the Democrats to start calling Trump daddy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No way.
As a strategy. You know, he's like, call him daddy. Hey, as daddy. A strategy. Senator Jeremy Moss, he responds.
If we're going to continue doing resolutions condemning Trump's policies, maybe my colleagues on the other side would get a little more traction if they introduced some clever tactics. I'll introduce one. A lot of people in America have come to think of President Trump as a sort of father figure. And indeed, this morning, we even saw the leadership of NATO refer to him as daddy. So maybe in these resolutions going forward, we could have a little bit of recognition of, like, daddy Trump is who we're going to oppose or something like that. Get creative with it. But in the meantime, please vote no on these resolutions.
You don't want to know what daddy means in my community. Further discussion.
For your pride. You don't want to meet him, daddy. What do they say? Hold on.
I got to Google it now.
So the leader of the chair, huh? Yeah.
You don't want to know what daddy means in my community.
Hey.
There we go.
I hear you, fam.
There we go.
For your pride. Stephen A. Smith said NBA players do not want to go to Memphis because it's dangerous. You guys, you seen that talking point going around? I just can't do the Stephen A. Smith, bro. The finals were awful to me just because Stephen A. Smith's face was there.
Yeah, you know, I guess they've studied it and he gets people to watch. But
does he?
I don't know who it is.
I don't know who it is.
I mean, they're putting him on everything.
His arms are so long. Have you seen how long his arms are?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I have the screenshot. I wish I could show you, but my phone's acting up. I screenshot it. They're down by his knees, Woolchuck. Why are you just standing there, bro?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And he's probably like 6'2".
Is he?
Yeah.
He's a big guy.
He looks like a short guy.
No, he's a big guy. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. He looks like a short man.
It's so weird when they show him walking on the court, the basketball court. It's got a weird gait.
I just don't like looking at him.
It's the long arms, I guess.
It's strange.
Unfortunate.
I gotta get out of that hate. I gotta get that hate out of my heart, bro.
I just feel like nothing's a conversation with him. It's just always a rant, and I'm gonna give you the best.
Yeah.
You know?
And I don't think he believes anything he's saying. No.
He's just doing a Howard Cosell impression.
He's playing a game. No. He's playing the game, and he's so good at it, though.
He's really good at the game. He's really good at it. He's got him fooled. Got him fooled.
All right, let's go to Fox 13 in Memphis.
Memphis.
Memphis. Oh, so long there, Memphis.
I think we had the anniversary of Elvis's last concert, Lucius, just yesterday.
Did we?
Yeah. It was at the Market Square Arena in Indianapolis.
Yeah, and the after, mirrors and stuff all over his jumpsuit. Yeah, yeah. Elvis was killing them boys. Yeah. He just needed a little bit of fiber in his diet.
He needed a lot of things.
I had to turn the heat on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah. 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 Let's go to Fox 13 in Memphis, where there's some fellas under a shade tree roasting Stephen A. Smith because he was disrespecting their city.
But I guess when they come here, they want to eat some of that good barbecue and that good food and them hot wings we got. So they ain't gonna complain about that, but
the guys here at Pullman's Barbershop say Stephen A. Smith is welcome to a conversation under the shade tree here anytime.
Stephen A. need to get his mind right.
Cowboy hater. I'm a cowboy lover. He a cowboy hater, not he a Memphis hater.
But they say he better be ready when he shows up, because in Memphis, one thing we will do is we will check you.
Yeah, he looked like Kermit the Frog.
Oh,
he looked like dude played on Pain and Pool too. They ain't on the end of the glass. With that half done fro. Man, he fro something half done.
You got fade, cuz. You got
fade. I ain't got this small fro. Trying to join the Jackson 5 with that little bit of fro.
The dude's a 60 trying to roast.
Yeah.
With that small fro.
Trying to join the Jackson 5.
Trying to join the Jackson 5 with that fro. It's hilarious. Somebody sound like Windex when they was laughing.
Yeah. Squeaky.
Yeah. Hey. Hey.
Oh, it's the original Miami.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
What's up, cuz? All right, last one. Last little clips. Hold on.
Yeah.
Just like my love. Everlasting.
Ooh.
Rapper Jim Jones from the Diplomats, New York rapper. He's been on a tear lately, past week and a half, going around saying he's better than Nas. I don't want to get into that conversation because it's not true. He's trying to say it's like more relevant to Nas, to the younger people anyway.
Is he aura farming?
Yes,
bro. He's aura farming.
Rage baiting, all of that. Right. Yes, yeah, okay. Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. Yeah, he was on a Nightcap with Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco. And Jim Jones going around claiming he's better than Nas, rage baiting, all of the good stuff. Anyway, the conversation fell all the way apart. I'm talking about egos and testosterone took over the whole conversation between Shannon Sharp and Jim Jones. Wow. I mean, it fell all the way apart. It got to the point where I dress better than you. I have more money than you. I can run faster than you. I can lift more weights than you. That type of thing. Like, okay. The conversation fell apart, bro.
Important stuff.
And the important stuff. And I've been laughing at it all week, really. Listen to Jim Jones and Uncle Shannon Sharp crash out over the workout competition they're going to have. Remember, this started off as I'm better than Nas type thing.
You got to start buying baggy your clothes, big fella. Nah, you're too big, man.
You talk about you in the gym. Now you want to get me? You want me to see me in the gym?
Oh, we can do
Since
that.
Since you like to talk that ish, now come see me in the gym.
We talking about working out.
Come see me in the gym.
What we talking about?
Hey,
working out
hey,
or strength?
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa.
What are we talking about? Working out or strength?
They're totally ignoring Chad Ochocinco, poor guy. Mm. He's trying his best to, Chad. You know, calm this down.
Yeah.
Bring some decorum to this conversation. We don't want to disrespect each other. Nah, they just totally drive past them.
Yeah.
Work however you want to do it.
We talking about
since
work,
you got money,
and we talking about
put your money
out,
where
burn
your mouth feels.
You got, so you talking about working
run
out,
them
I burn
stacks.
You. You talking about working out, I burn you. You talking about working out of strength. Because you probably can
whatever.
Lift a lot more than me.
Whatever.
You're bigger than me. Mm. You're probably stronger than
whatever.
Me.
Whatever.
But if you talk about working out, you talk about working out, I'll burn you.
This ain't what you want.
What?
You are doing good
you.
When you talk about Nas
you
and Jada. You don't want
to
see this.
You better check the stat.
You don't want
check
you
my
damn
stat.
The stat.
You better go to my IG. Set it up.
Man, please.
Ocho, set it up.
I'll be the, hey. I live with dump truck, dump load guys like you.
What you want to start on?
You small. You ain't in my league.
What you want to start on?
How you
want
to do
it? You ain't in
my league.
You want? What you want to start on?
You ain't gonna
do
a combine.
You want to do the combine?
You want to do it?
What is Jim Jones doing?
Jim Jones is trolling, man.
Man, it's a hell of a bit.
It's he is definitely rage baiting. ore farming, all of that good stuff, dog.
It's got a little Kavanaugh to it, like when he used to say he could beat any animal that didn't have opposable thumbs.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, I'm throwing it out here for fun, and people are getting fired up.
People are upset. You know?
And it's just like the more fired up you get, the more calm and trolly it's going to become. I don't know. Is that what it is? Or does Jim Jones really think he's that athletic? Because you couldn't seriously look at Shannon Sharpe and think I'm going to outwork you.
Nah, you got to see Jim Jones's legs, too. He's missing that part in the gym. He's skipping leg day.
I saw Tiger Woods skipping leg day. It was tough. I saw a picture of him walking with Charlie today.
Apparently he can't.
He can't do leg day. So we just got to let them both get skinny.
It's weird.
It is weird because he's still like jacked.
Yeah, he's huge, man.
That's going to look really top heavy.
Yep.
They got to, this is where it all the way fell apart.
You see what I'm saying, Ocho? He don't even know about rap. He just doing this for the views to get Jim Jones on there to get him hot. I understand. But you don't
get
know
him hot. Nas.
You don't know Nas.
You better check the podcast,
you don't know,
face.
No,
now you better talk
to Nas. Sing 16.
Hey, this is the biggest podcast you ever been on.
Do you
know the podcast you've been on?
Is he here, Ocho, and the Badger's trying to calm him down?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You got to hear Ocho.
He's not as good as the peacemaker. He's usually the trouble starter.
Yeah.
Podcast you ever been on? You know the podcast you've been on better than this one. Hold on, hold on. When you get big, you get invited to Club Shay Shay. This is what I do. Nas get invited to Club Shay Shay. Jay the Kid get invited to Club Shay Shay. You ain't on that level yet, bro. Chill out. Hello. You off topic. You're dealing with the wrong one, bro.
Right here, bro.
I don't care nothing about nothing that you got to say, bro. You might as well take
me off.
Hey, we here. You can't out talk me.
Leave me alone, bro.
You might get out rap me, but you can't out talk me.
Hello.
Hello. McFly.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be Black Monday. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. Y'all be safe this weekend. I will holla.
There he goes. Lucius Alexander, LA Live, every night 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We got 30 more minutes to go. A Rangers baseball is coming up at 6:30. Round tripper, we'll check?
Yeah, let's do it. What's your Rangers midseason grade and the lineup's out? We'll give it to you next to the Nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensTclinic.com.